All right, if you'll bear with me, I'm just going to start the roll call again just to make sure.
Sure.
The call to order, Candy Planning Board Agenda, May 20th, 2020. It's called to order at 7:02. The roll call, Rudy Cartier here, Mark Shelbeck, Brian Brock.
Yeah.
Joyce Bedard.
Here.
Judy Lindsay.
Here.
Scott Komisarek. Judd Fulio, Rob Jones will be covering for Scott Komisarek, and Mike Santa is not here. Who's here?
Rob.
Oh, Rob, yes. Okay. Okay, very good. I think this is going to actually work out well, since this will record everything. New business, the informational, the applicant, Branch Book Holdings, LLC, 512 Raymond Road, Candia, owner same. Property location, 512 Raymond Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034, map 407, lot 005-2. The intent, construct a 9,000 square foot storage building. Identify yourself for the record.
And Ron Severino, owner of the property, Branch Book Holdings, also Severino Trucking, which is the user of the property.
Okay. Ron.
Okay. What we're trying to get done this year is do an expansion to the shop. We were in a few years ago for a minor site plan because we just added on to the office. We were under the 25% and not any site changes. So we got that through. We got the office done. This expansion for the shop is going to be require a major. But part of the process to get to that, I have another storage building I need to build, and this is all going to come later on, but there's going to be a pretty substantial addition to the shop, you know, and then we're going to try to add a couple storage buildings. We're going to add one building. I have a building in the way that we're possibly going to move it if things work out right, and the reason for these is to kind of get everything we have off the ground and put away. And we realized we needed to get to a major at this point. With everything going on, it just seems like we're having a hard time getting things done, and I'm afraid we're going to lose another year. So what I was trying to do is, if I could move forward and maybe get one of these storage buildings going, which is what I need to do to clean out this storage building so I can be prepared to move it, I'm over the limit on a minor, but I'm just trying to see if one possibility is maybe I can either go for a waiver, I might have to make a smaller size. There's also always this discrepancy in the application about what constitutes a minor, because we talk about 25%, because we have 25,000 square feet, so I could probably go up to 6,000. The second part of that we have to meet is the 2,000 square feet of disturbance. In this situation, my entire site has been disturbed since the 30s. It was an old gravel pit. We've been through major site plan reviews here and minor site plan reviews over the years, but it's still the same surface. That's why with the office we were able to do that, because we just set the building over an existing parking area, gravel parking area. So I feel like that part of the criteria, we're okay on that. The problem is on your application, the way it's written on your application, then you have this comma and it all talks about a 1,000 square feet of building. The 1,000 square feet has to do with the 2,000 square feet of disturbed area. So anyway, that's my feeling, is we would meet up to 6,000 square feet at this point. It might be a moot point because ultimately, at the same time, we will be submitting a plan. I've hired Keach Nordstrom. We're already in progress of doing our plan. But I'm afraid with the process, it's going to take quite a few months to get there. And if I don't get this shed going until late in the summer, I'm never going to get the rest of the stuff in the ground. So I guess one of my questions is two options is, and I know there's no decisions here, but
Ron, can you just show just point it towards the computer?
Oh, okay.
Just so that Rob can see, or anybody else that's looking. Rob, can you see that okay? Oh, I think you might be on mute.
Could you bring it just a little bit closer? Maybe just to the back side of that chair?
Where's the camera? Up top? Is that any better?
Yeah, I mean, listen, based on the description, I get the general idea of what he's trying to do. It's going to be, you know, difficult for me to, you know, look through the detail of the plan here online. I would defer to the folks who are in the room if you have any particular questions around the layout. You know, I've been down in that area before. I'm pretty comfortable with what he's trying to do.
We won't be making any decisions tonight on anything on the plan. This is just to give you an idea of what I'm trying to do. So I have two questions.
Yeah.
One of them would be, is there a way I can maybe get into a minor site plan, and what is the interpretation of that now? Or my second approach to this is, which is always a touchy situation, is the review process. I don't have a problem coming through the major, and I have an engineer that's going to do everything we need to do to meet the requirements, what we have to do here. But because my site is already developed, most of the stuff doesn't apply. So when we get into the town's reviewer to have Stantec look at the plans, this is where we start losing a couple of months. And they're going to bring up a lot of things that don't apply to me because I'm already an existing business. I know we need them. If you have somebody new, you're breaking a new entrance into a road, you know, and you're going to be breaking open the landscape, but I'm not changing anything. I'm not changing my use, not adding any people. Not changing how many people are going to park in there. There's no, my driveway's there. It's not going to move. I'm permitted to use it for what I'm doing. So I feel like, and I know in the past, we don't send everything to Stantec when it comes to site plans. So if that was a possibility, I wouldn't even bother with the minor. I would just wait till maybe July, get in here with the site plan, and I get a feeling in a couple of months I could probably get it done. But I'm afraid, because of what's happened to me in the past, and a lot of it's just the timing of it. When you turn your plans in, we never hear back from the reviewing engineer until the day of the meeting, and we never have time to respond, and we come to the meeting and we don't get anything done. And then, so then we go back and we try to fix things, but again, then we don't hear anything until the next meeting, and we still don't have anything done. And anything I feel is going to come up really doesn't, we have to meet. You know, the only thing we'll be changing on the site is probably adding more pavement. My engineer has to do a drainage analysis, and we're going to be adding whatever we have to do for drainage and infiltration to the ground and all that stuff. So that was one of my questions, is what's the protocol on that, as far as does everything go over there, or is there times when we don't have to go there?
Especially if it's a major, then yes, it does have to go over. But what you brought up is something that we've had issues with in the past.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this, trying to get Stantec to get things turned around faster or quicker. Because we don't want to be dragging things out.
Right, it's very frustrating. Months.
Yeah.
And I was before the board, I don't remember what project it was, but I wanted to bring in a third party because of this. It just gets to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the money gets to be a problem because they spend way too much picking through the plan when we've already had it designed once, and they pick through the review, they pick through what your engineer is doing, and then they talk about it, and then my engineer is charging me, and your engineer is charging me to discuss these things.
A
drainage plan, we have to do a drainage analysis, and Stantec just needs to see that I turned in a drainage analysis that's stamped, and you know it should either look like it's right or it doesn't, but they do it, they do it.
Yeah.
And then they come back and they try to, they're very subjective too. They're not, it's not exact science, but it's pretty close. But so we end up paying double.
You're not the first person.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
I'm not saying anything new. So I'm not going to get to that.
No.
No.
So,
I'm agreeing. I'm saying I'm glad you're bringing it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's so that's why it's very frustrating. So a few years ago when I was in, they had the same conversation. I says I want a third party, and I'm not sure, but you were the one, Rudy, that said, We really want continuity. Can we try to make this work? And I said, okay, I will do this if we can meet the timelines. And Andrea was here at the time, and I'll admit, she did. The day I brought my plans in, she emailed them, she sent them out, she got them to the fire department, she got them to the police department. When I came in 30 days later, I think we got it approved that night. Because we had time to go back and forth with Stantec all month.
Right.
And
right.
Come to the meeting, and then you guys have something to talk about, but when the comments all come in and we haven't seen them yet, there's no sense in coming in here.
Right.
Because
right.
Half of them we're going to fix.
That was one of the ones that started the whole thing, is that you weren't the only one that ever said right. something about that.
Right.
And we realized that, and we've got it. I think we've got it changed around a lot. I think right. we've
but I've been doing this for 20 years or, yeah. or more. So it's like, oh my God, is this ever going to change?
So yeah. Well, the question I want to ask is, can this first phase be a minor?
Well, see, that's the $60,000 question. Mm-hmm. Whether we can do that. I believe we can, and the reason that I think we can is that although we know that he's going to be coming in with a major site plan, he's not bringing something forward that's going to try to circumvent the whole system.
Right. And it is existing.
I would agree that I wouldn't come in here for this one and done. You know, I just want this, and then someday I'll come in. It's not the case.
Right.
We will probably even have stuff in here for the major.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, if I could get in on a minor, which sometimes, you know, could be done in a night.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in 45 days from now, I can at least start to put some foundation in the ground. Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. next thing you know, it's summertime.
Yes.
Yeah. And by that time, you will probably have my application in here.
Yeah.
And you know, so, and everything that we talk about at that minor is going to be absolutely covered again in the major.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, I don't know, I guess that would be
I would,
kind of a condition that I have to do that.
I would, I would think what we could do is if we looked at it, and again, I'm this isn't cast in stone or anything, because I'm just trying to remember and think off the top of my head. If came in with a major, a minor, knowing what's going to happen, and as a condition of the minor approval, mm-hmm. there was a condition in there about the fact that that it's, I'm just talking off the top of my head now, trying to think of wording, but knowing that there's a major site plan that's going to be submitted within such and such a time.
You know, right, within a couple of months,
we'd set up
days, time. Say 60 days?
Yeah, like 60 days, yeah, because it's going to, we're working on it now.
Right.
And it's, you know, like I say, if I would, the review process scares me. I've just been burned too many times.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for that, I would say, you know, I'll just wait an extra month and I'll come in with the complete plan.
Yeah.
But then there's other things that might come into play. We don't think we're going to meet AOT because we're not disturbing that much land.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still things that are altered that require drainage. So,
right.
But we don't think it's going to be over the 100,000. So we're not going to get into that. So we don't need any major permits.
Right.
Which means I could probably get going. You know, like I say, one of the buildings is getting moved, so there's really no net impact. The roof is, what's gravel now is going to, it's just going to flip around. And so the question I had, you know, I know, at least I think I can qualify to do it with the 6,000 square feet, but we're trying to build a 9,000 square foot barn, so do I either build part of it, or is a waiver in line, or is that kind of too far out of the reach of things? And the only reason I'd ask for the waiver would be with the condition that I'm coming in and this building would be covered in the major site plan as well to be reviewed again.
What would you be asking for as a waiver?
To go from, I'm only allowed 6,000 square feet and I need nine. So I've either built part of it, which doesn't get very efficient, or, which I, you know, I could do that if I had to, but.
You can come in with a waiver for anything.
Oh, I know but, and I know you can't make that decision now, but.
I don't know why you couldn't come in with a waiver request based on the coming in with the major within 60 days.
Yeah, you know, I think that, like I said, I mean, we can't make a decision because it's only informational,
right,
but
right.
I think that looking at it from a standpoint of, I hate to say this, but common sense, and you know, doing things the right way, knowing that you're being upfront and honest with the board about what's going on. I don't want to. I'm not giving a legal opinion at all, but I think we have that authority.
Because given the time constraints that he's talking about, I mean, it'll probably be even worse than normal. Under the circumstances we're under right now,
every place we go,
nothing's going
to
happen very fast.
Everybody is
so
in slow motion.
Even
right
if
now.
It was bad before, it's going to be worse now.
Yeah, and that's why I tried to do this last year. As you know, what I'm just going to hit this running in the spring.
Yeah.
And all winter long, I was trying to get people together, engineers, and it's just like, you know, 2 months ago, you couldn't do anything.
Right.
So now I feel like here it is, summer's coming, and I'm just, but that's why I said, well, let me get in here.
Literally.
Informational.
I wouldn't have any problem with making it part of the condition of the 60-day.
Rob, any comments from your side?
No, I'm following what you're saying over there, Rudy. It makes sense to me, right? It's not like we're really trying to circumvent the process. He's just trying to get some things moving along, and then he's going to come back in and follow up with the additional information. Seems pretty well in line to me.
Yeah, okay. The only thing that I'd want to check is to see what we did with Candia First Stop when they did their addition to the building.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that that anything that we do stays consistent.
That was probably a major, I would assume.
I believe it was because they added quite a they added not only right, but not only that building, but they came in with the plans to also do another building in the back that hasn't been constructed yet. But that was in the layout.
Right.
And there was another something else on there too. I can't remember it offhand. It was a car wash or whatever.
Right. They never really got to that, but it's on there. That's probably
why they did come in with.
That definitely was a major.
Yeah, they weren't requesting the same thing that Ronnie is saying.
But I think what you're looking at is to doing a two-phase, which I'm not going to speak to the board, and we can't really make any decisions here.
I mean, timing-wise, I was thinking, I wasn't sure. I'm reading in here. I don't know if you need the full 30 days to submit the minor because it's not really going out to the engineer. But if that's 30 days. By the time I make the meeting now, because I think I just missed one, I might have the major application in at the time that this is being done.
Yeah.
And it's like I said, it's just going to probably gain me a couple of months.
Yeah.
And then if I do get kickback from the engineer, at least I can, I just have to work through it and stand my ground on something. What happens, you end up giving up because you're always behind the eight ball.
On that point, though, I think that I can speak for the board saying that we understand that. We have put pressure on Stantec, that they obviously they're working for the town, but we want to make sure that things are done in an expedited manner and done properly.
When we've gone with Brian before, we've done, and not for only ourselves, but we've brought clients in, co-part in that, and when we've sat down with Brian ahead of time in between meetings, he's very, very good, and we get a lot done.
Yeah.
But it seems like when we're approached here at the meeting and that list is made up, it's a whole different attitude.
Yes. No,
and,
no.
And it seems like now we're behind the eight ball and the whole board's is like, oh my God, how dare you come in with this such an incomplete plan? It's very frustrating. So, we can usually knock the bulk. Some of it's just housekeeping things.
Yeah.
And it's nice to just, let's just get them off the list.
Yeah.
Let's not bring that to the board because,
I think what we did was, didn't we say that we wanted them? We wanted the plans done within 5 days of when Stantec was receiving them.
When he received them, yeah.
Yeah, and then so that way, it can get out to you or whatever, the engineers or whatever.
When they get them and we ask for them back, they're pretty good about getting them back in a couple of days.
Right.
But if nobody pushes it from here,
it
doesn't get done.
Andrea started to do that. Lisa's doing that now.
Right.
Because it frustrates me that I get, a six-page letter the day before the meeting. I know that everybody wants to read the whole thing and understand it, and we don't even get to understand it until we come to the meeting.
And it's the first notice hearing. All the abutters are here.
Right.
And they can't hear anything.
Yeah.
And they're going to go home. And now they're not notified the second time.
Right.
So then they're annoyed. So it's something, I want to help speed that process up, too. It's not just for me.
I would probably say from what we're looking at is to do that, submit a minor with a waiver request.
Yeah.
And then, obviously if everything comes through and the major's there too, then...
But if the minor doesn't go, for whatever reason, if the board feels it's uncomfortable with it, because it's a vote of the board, well, at least the ones, it's in process, but the summer comes and goes so fast.
Oh, yeah.
They go, every year it's faster, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. if I don't get a jump on this, I'm going to be another year.
But I would go with that. I don't know if Lisa is going to be in this week or not, because she's been out for a few days. And I think, let me see.
Because you're the first and third.
Yeah, the next one's the 17th.
Yeah, I just missed that.
Correct?
So I'm probably going to be in the July, first week of July.
Oh.
That's what's happening. Because I just...
July 1st.
Oh, I see,
See, and I was trying to get this in... I was trying to get the minor application here this week, and then it's just God, it's like, I missed, no. It's just like you miss a day and you miss 3 weeks.
We can check, too. I don't know how firm the 30 days is. I think it's 21 days.
It doesn't say in here. In the major, it says 30 days. In the minor, it doesn't. It just talks about the 15-day noticing.
But I think the reason for that, if I remember the laws correctly, is that it's a 21-day time frame. And I'm not sure whether the 30 was something that was put in from a Candia standpoint.
We can try. I mean, I guess I got nothing to lose. When she gets back in, I'll talk to her about it, and maybe we can mention it.
Just want to touch back on that. They are not paid.
Oh. Okay.
All right. I won't hold you guys up any longer.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, thanks for coming.
The next. All right. Thank you for your time.
All right, Ron. Yeah. Thank you. Take care.
See you soon.
Yeah. All right.
Bye, Ron.
Hey, if you see Jim, if you see Jim out there,
send him in.
Yeah.
So which one is Jim doing? Dylan.
Dylan. Yeah. Okay. Dylan. Yeah. Did you get the copy of the PDF for the layout, which is much better than it was?
It's still pretty strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as strange.
No.
Right.
But maybe it could be better yet.
I don't think I have.
He actually came over.
It wasn't in here. He'll have a plan over here. I sent it an email when I got it.
Okay.
And he can only swing that so much with those other lots.
Mark, I believe you said that you were on.
It's a good thing it's
or is it just listening
out there
in?
If they're standing out there.
Yeah. I believe.
Yeah, I don't. I see three dial-in callers, but they don't have a particular name.
I believe.
Know who they are.
Right, I believe that's Mark when I saw the email address.
You available at 9 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's when we're going to try to put that up.
Okay.
Do you want me to meet us over there at 9? Or?
Yeah, we can do that.
Perfect.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
All right.
Is your go-to meeting feed active? Because we were trying, I was just trying to watch this from my house and I couldn't see it. It wouldn't even let us in.
Yeah, it's active.
It's working for another board member.
Yeah, I got it on my phone and one of our board members has it. Do you have the go-to meeting?
Yeah, I've got it installed. Can you give me the meeting ID?
Yeah, here.
How you doing, Jim?
It'll be the last code, the access code down the bottom.
Okay, that's the one I used.
Yeah, it should work. That's the one I did.
Oh, just a second here. No, this is a different one. Okay, anyway, I have a different access code.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The next item under here is old business for informational co-applicant Jonathan Dylan. 80 Old Deerfield Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Owners, Jonathan Dylan and Charles Dylan, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, Douglas Drive, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 410, Lot 31. Co-applicant, the Charles and Nancy Dylan Family Trust, 123 Old Manchester Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Owner, same. Property location, Old Manchester Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 410, lots 69, 70, and 71. Intent, a lot line adjustment and minor subdivision of map 410, lots 31, 69, 70, and 71. I believe the way that we left it the last time is that we were a little bit uncomfortable with the way that the lots were laid out, and we asked if you could do this again. So again, you can give us the presentation. Please identify yourself just for the record in here and what your status is on here.
Charles W. Dylan Jr., I'm the owner.
Okay.
And Jim Franklin, surveyor.
Okay. All right.
I brought two plans. They're 11 by 17, and one shows the existing conditions, the way the lots are configured today. It's in black, and then the concept number three is the proposed lot lines. You see we've reduced the size of the lots down to about the minimum, 3.5, 4.0, and 3.7. And we've put the majority of the land with the rear lot of 410-31. We have the sufficient frontage on the town roads. And we have not done any survey work yet. This is all based on the existing information that we're able to glean from the records.
Looks better.
I like it.
Yeah.
The question, Jim, on the one for 41031, you've got the 200 feet of frontage, comes back. It looks like it's going to be 200 feet all the way back. Is that?
No, it does narrow down.
A little bit? Okay.
Yeah, it does narrow down. It'll probably be about 100 feet, maybe a little more.
Okay.
It is narrowest.
Okay. And then 41071 will be a little bit more of a, not necessarily a triangular lot, but still. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's a triangle right now, so we're making it more of a rectangle. But
yeah, yeah.
That's the lot that concerns me more than well, probably the most, because of the water course that goes through that property.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the wetland delineation and the soils.
I guess a question that I would have is, would you be coming in off of Manchester Road for the driveway, or would it be coming off of Douglas Drive?
I think we're going to try to use Douglas Drive.
Okay. That could create a problem. I just want to make sure that we identify anything that could be a problem. From a fire department numbering standpoint, because if you won't be able to have the house number off of Douglas Drive because it doesn't have the 200 feet of frontage on the road, but you do have it on Old Manchester Road, so that would be fine. And that would be my only concern, is that that wouldn't work out well, having it as the driveway off of Douglas, because of the minimum frontage on there. I believe that's probably like, what, about 60-foot right away, Jim?
It's only 50.
50? 50, that? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that was before.
Yeah. I didn't bring any butters, so I don't know availability of house numbers.
Well, that's it's not so much the house numbers, it's being able to identify it from a standpoint of doing it according to what the regulations are looking for, that the lots have to have 200 feet of frontage, like you said, and it would be difficult for us to actually say, okay, your house number would be Old Manchester Road, but your driveway access is on Douglas Drive. That's my only my only concern in that it would look, it would. We just want to make sure that we don't set a precedence that would be very unusual and come back and give us a problem. Because I think other than that, I think the lot...
Well, it actually does make that more sense, though, to have it off of Douglas Drive.
Well, it does,
because if you're... In the past, they've argued about, 1,000-foot driveways for the mm-hmm. fire trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make sense if you've got an access off of Douglas, which is... 170 feet in, 190 feet in, and you bang it to the house. And so I understand what you're saying, but I don't think it sets a bad precedent, because you are allowed to have two driveways if you want.
You are, but usually they're on the same road.
Well, usually. Yeah. But they have to be.
There's one that I know of that's about between... It's a house on New Boston Road that has a back driveway on North Road.
I mean, you could have a driveway on High Street and then a driveway on Baker Road if
right.
you wanted.
Right. But the number would probably be on
High
Street.
High Street.
Yeah, because it's right. got the frontage on there.
But in this particular case, it doesn't make
sense. Rudy, I had a question.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, Rob.
12-foot driveway.
Go ahead.
Sure. Are you going down the fire department angle, because are we concerned if the driveway is listed on one area, but the actual driveway that they use is coming from another side? Is that gonna be confusing from a fire access standpoint and someone trying to respond to an emergency?
That's partially it. It's basically two parts. One of them is that. The other one is that if they had an address that was on Douglas Drive, it goes against the regulations because there isn't 200 feet of frontage on Douglas Drive. So that can't really be, you can't really give a number on that because it's only a 50-foot right-of-way. It's not a building lot.
Okay.
But everything else, I think the design is fine.
Maybe we could check the fire department for a review.
If they have the lot like they are now, that, the way I'm looking at it, they're just that's just to make it all legal according to our regulations. And then the driveway, wherever the mailbox is, at least that would have the actual number, correct, for the house. And then that would kind of eliminate any potential confusion as to where the emergency responders would have to go, correct?
That's correct. Just for the record, Mark Schalbeck had joined the meeting about 7:20. That's one of the issues. The other issue is, though, is that there's not enough frontage on Douglas Drive to consider that to be access to a house lot, or it's not a house lot, as we made the determination before. The issue would be is that the 200 feet of frontage on the road is actually on Old Manchester Road, and by our regulations, you have to have 200 feet of frontage on your road. So that would indicate that that's where the address was going to be on that road, not in the back one. Like the ones that are on New Boston Road and North Road, their address is North Road, although they can access from the back. But they have, in that particular case, I believe, they've got 200 feet of frontage on North Road and New Boston Road. But that's the only thing that I think is going to be a hang-up is where the access is going to be. But, you know,
Can Dean clarify that? Or
no, because he can clarify that from where he would put the number.
Correct.
It's the planning board's responsibility to make sure that the driveway is on an acceptable road with the proper amount of frontage. Because we can't do that with the Douglas Drive section.
It's a 1,200-foot driveway.
I know. I fully understand that. And looking at it from a standpoint of like, well, you know, it would make sense to put it off of Douglas Drive, but making sense and meeting the regulations, two different things that we've got to go by the regulations, because if we don't, then we set precedents that could be a problem.
Well, maybe you could find the regulation that would prohibit doing what we're proposing.
Or if it allows for a waiver.
You can request a waiver for anything.
Yeah, but right.
Yeah, but we have to grant zoning. It on...
But I'm saying if there's something...
Right.
If there is a subdivision regulation that prohibits what we're doing, perhaps you could find out what that is. I don't know what it is.
The regulations are set up not for prohibit. The regulations are set up for allowing.
Something that says, well, then we get into that discussion.
The shell
if
or
we
whatever,
don't
yeah.
specifically allow it, then it's all deemed to be prohibited.
Right.
That's with zoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this housing for the elderly wouldn't have gone in.
Yeah. It's so, like I said, it's the way that I look at it is that you couldn't have a house number on Douglas Drive because it has no.
Well, I don't know that that's true.
Can't.
Would be for the fire department to determine.
No, it's the planning board that does that.
Assign house numbers?
The fire department assigns the house numbers based on what the planning board approves for house lots.
Well, I think Jim is right in his request to see if we could find out where it prohibits.
It's not going to come up as prohibiting. What I'm saying is...
Yes, but when it says that it has to be on that, if there's an option for a waiver, if we have the ability to waive that.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why does it matter? Why do you prefer a Douglas Drive address versus Manchester?
A shorter driveway.
Yeah,
and avoid the wetland crossing.
Yeah.
900 feet of...
Right.
Well, it's 12.
Because the house is going to be back here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other issue is that if you wanted to do a waiver, you'd have to go to the ZBA.
Only if it's zoning.
No.
A waiver of the subdivision regulations requires ZBA.
If you're going to if the I believe, I don't have my things right here, but I believe it's in the zoning ordinances for 200 feet of frontage, not the regulations. It's the ordinances.
Well, again, we're looking for some guidance. If we come here saying, well, you can't do this because it's not something that we normally permit, then that doesn't seem to give much guidance to us.
Right.
And I mean, this is...
I have a few questions.
Go ahead, Judy.
Why was the right-of-way created in the beginning?
That was created when Len Drew did the Douglas Drive subdivision. He left a strip of land for access into their property.
Right. Lenny Drew bought that land from my grandfather.
Okay.
And he anticipated buying the rest of it, and that's why he left that right-of-way.
And that was going to be another one of the things like Mansell Lane.
Okay, so it was maybe originally they thought it would go back and be more of a development back there?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, do the people in these two lots know that you're thinking of going right in and building in their backyard?
Well, it really won't be in their backyard. That's a matter. You know, what is 200 feet behind the line or 500 feet or 20 feet? What's right in their backyard?
I'm just thinking that when they bought their lots and there was a right-of-way, they never expected it to turn into a driveway. And I'm just thinking, you know, that, and so your house would be looking into their backyards, and their backyards would be looking into your front yard. And I just think it might be a surprise for them.
It might be. Well, Mansell Lane was developed in the same exact way. And everyone will be notified if we get to that point.
So what's our guidance to them?
That they'd have to come in off of 200 or off of Old Manchester Road. I can't see approving it with it, the access being off of Douglas Drive.
Well, you'll just have to find something in the ordinances that says that is a requirement.
It is. It's the 200 feet minimum.
Right.
No, it says 200 feet minimum frontage and 3 acres. And we have that.
Yes.
Where? We have that. 200 feet. We have 205 feet on Old Manchester Road, and we have 6.7 acres.
But you don't have it on Douglas Drive.
It doesn't say it has to be on two different roads. It says it has to be 200 feet continual because of a prior subdivision, we split it up.
But doesn't it have to be on the road that your address is going to be?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
That's my
Rudy
assumption.
Seems to say.
I
believe,
too.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I think that was the assumption.
But where is that in the ordinances?
Yeah. Okay.
That says you have to do that or that you don't have to do it. We have to have some guidance that way. You can't just sit here and say, well, I don't like that. And because it doesn't say you can have a 4.0 acre lot, you can't do it.
But like Joyce said, there's not 200 feet of Douglas Drive, 200 feet of frontage on Douglas Drive to have a house on Douglas Drive.
Yeah, I guess that was assumed to me. Like, I live on Patton Hill Road, and I have frontage, and my house is here. And if I had frontage on someone else's street way back here, it doesn't mean I could build a house here. That doesn't make sense.
But they're asking for clarification, proof of that.
I
mean, right now it's just based on your recollection.
No, based on what I see in the regulations.
Right.
The regulations are pretty clear.
He wants to see it. He wants to see it.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate to show it.
He wants to see it.
Yeah, I can get that for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Other than that, is there any other concerns?
No, the only concern I have, I think, like I said, I think that the layout is much better than it was before.
Yeah.
There's not a question with that. The only concern is, because you've got the 200 feet of frontage everywhere on Old Manchester Road, there's not really weird, odd angles. There's some few that are different. The only question is the fact that you can't have a house, or you can't have frontage on Douglas, or you don't have frontage on Douglas Drive to get an address on Douglas Drive.
So if we were to propose the house being on Old Manchester Road, then that would be no problem.
Yes, as long as there was a driveway on Old Manchester Road. And that was the number
And I think,
for that lot.
I'm not sure, but if I recall, the planning board really doesn't require an applicant to show the location of a house, nor do they require to show the location of a driveway on the plan.
It does.
So if we were to tell you that, yes, we are going to put the house with the driveway on Old Manchester Road,
yeah,
you would approve the plan.
Right.
So when we go and get a building permit in the back with access off of Douglas Drive, the planning board is already done with it. The plan's already recorded.
The building inspector wouldn't allow it.
Really?
Yeah.
So then we could appeal his decision to the ZBA.
Correct. Because once we approve a plan that shows a driveway location, a proposed driveway location, that's what the building inspector is going to be basing his approval for doing, a building permit.
We don't usually do that. If I remember correctly, there was an opinion from the town attorney years ago that if the planning board were to approve a plan that shows the location of a proposed driveway, and the applicant or the builder wants to change the location of the driveway where it's to be built, they would have to come back to the planning board with a new subdivision application.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's not done. Because, as you know, we've done so many subdivisions, and Dennis reviews the site and says, yes, there is enough sight line. No, there's not enough sight line.
Yeah.
But the driveway locations are not shown on the subdivision plan that's recorded.
But he's going to say he's checked the site distances on Old Manchester Road for the driveway location that's going to be there.
There would be plenty.
Right. Oh, yeah. But that's what he's going to say. And then everything is going to be based on Dennis saying, like, the site distance is good.
And he doesn't get involved until they pull the permit to build, so...
Correct, but
Dennis won't enter into it till they building permit. No,
yeah.
He just generally will say the site distance, but as far as approving the driveway...
Right, because he's going to say...
He gets involved after the permit is pulled.
Right, he's going to say the driveway is on Old Manchester Road and the site distances are good.
Right, and he's going to look then at drainage and whatever.
Correct. So that's when... So then when the plan goes to Dave, right. Dave's going to look at it and say, like, the driveway is on Old Manchester Road.
Yeah, and then Jim's going to say, no, it's on Douglas Drive.
And then Dave and will then say, Dave well, you can't
say,
do
what
that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's the problem.
I just don't understand the board's thinking. Here's an opportunity to build a 200-foot driveway as opposed to a 1,200-foot driveway requiring a wetlands crossing, and you're saying, well, you can't do it because I think the regulations don't say it's specifically allowed.
The regulations are clear that you need 200 feet of frontage on
the
road.
And we have 200 feet of frontage.
Right. And that's where the driveway is going to be.
I don't know that it says that in the regulations.
I would like to see that before we...
Yeah, we have to look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's fair, so that we do know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the intent, though, of the 200 foot.
Right.
Well, we don't know the intent.
But that's like saying,
the board
don't
makes
use this lawnmower as to trim your hedges. You can't... Think of every scenario.
Right.
I think when you say 200 foot of frontage on your lot, you're assuming that's why you have the 200 feet, because that's where you're going in, that's where the house is, not that it's on a different street.
Right.
So.
Because. Can we use that 410-31 as a fire road?
A
fire road?
You can have a second driveway, so...
You can have a second driveway, yeah.
And the second driveway doesn't require 200-foot frontage?
No, I don't believe so.
The usual way that it's done...
Well, it's part of the same frontage
property.
As the
right.
other driveway.
It's not on a separate
right.
road.
That doesn't mean
circular
that it...
driveway, usually.
It doesn't
right.
mean it has
right.
to be. I
right.
don't think it's...
You can have a secondary driveway... somewhere else. That would be considered a secondary driveway. That's not the primary driveway. Because that's why when you have, you said you have two driveways,
okay.
you don't have two, you don't
you
have
two numbers, two mailbox, no.
Right,
yeah.
right. You've got one number, one mailbox, the other one.
It's a secondary access to your
in
lot.
In the back, right. Yeah, we can do that, Jim. That's something I think that's appropriate. And we'll get that for you. It's, like I said, that's the only thing.
You know, it's kind of critical we find that out before
right.
we start doing any work.
Right, yeah, and I will, I give you my word that I will work on that right away.
Yeah, I think so.
I do. Yep.
But I agree that it does make more sense to come in off of Douglas and shorter. But we'll see.
Do you need a copy of these for any of the other board members? Or one for
Lisa? I'll give this to Lisa. So okay. Lisa's got these, so I think you should.
I'll leave mine here to see if somebody else wants to come in and see it then. Okay.
Right. And because we sent the plans out to all the board members too. So okay. They have copies of it. And thank you, by the way, for doing that.
So if that is what we determine that it says, can he apply for a waiver?
That's what I'm going to check to see if the waiver is coming from the site, from the minor site plan, or whether it's coming from the ZBA.
Okay.
It'd be a waiver if we did it.
Yep. Okay.
It would be
variance.
A variance if it came from the ZBA.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's zoning, it's variance.
Correct.
Waivers are subdivision regs.
Correct, yeah. Correct.
Okay, because if it doesn't specify, then...
Right, right.
That would, give you a little bit more ammunition for the waiver or whatever.
Because I believe the zoning is the one that says 200 feet of frontage, 3 acres, at least right. 1.5 acres of contiguous buildable land, and that's the criteria that's set in there. So, but I will get you that, the exact wording on that, so that you've got that, and then can see which way to go. If it's the ZBA and the ZBA says, sure, okay, you can do that, then you can come to the planning board and with that variance in place. And as long as the ZBA has said that's okay, then the board takes that into account because we have to enforce everything when it comes to the planning board exactly the way that it's written. And we can't deviate from that just because we think it's a good idea.
I disagree. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been a 55 plus housing. That's just a comment. Then you can't stand behind that comment.
Well, that one up there for 55 and older housing is a totally separate ordinance section of the ordinance.
Yes.
And that was voted in by the town.
Yep.
Before.
Yes. A long time ago.
Before I was on the board.
Yep. A long time ago.
So. We had a preliminary, not a preliminary, but we had an informational coming in back about 3 or 4 months ago for another one.
We need more of them.
We'll have it. We'll need them a lot cheaper than $400.
Yeah, we need them, yeah. Workforce housing.
Yeah.
But exactly. We'll try to work with you as best we can, okay? But we do have to stay within the guidelines. You know, none of us really want to make things impossible.
So if you are able to cite a zoning ordinance or a subdivision regulation.
Yeah.
If you give me the chapter and verse,
yeah.
That way we'll have something to look at ourselves and decide how to proceed.
Right. Yeah. We will do that for you, yeah. Definitely.
Or any other avenues we could take.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that
we can pull the road off the back.
Yeah, you could.
The town has a maximum road length.
Yeah.
The town does not have a minimum road length.
Right, right.
So we could build 171-foot of road.
As long as it had a cul-de-sac at the end of it.
Yeah. Yep.
But then...
And then ask for a waiver of the subdivision regulations for
right,
all that.
Right. So that'd be another waiver that would have to be done, too, depending on what it was. But so let's start with the first one.
Dillon Drive.
And thank you very much. Like I said, we're not trying to make this impossible for you. We're trying to make sure we're all getting on the same page.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. See you in the morning then, Charles.
Yes, sir.
Thank
Will
you.
Do.
All right. Okay, Rob, any other comments in your section or Mark?
Nope, all good on mine.
Okay.
I mean, I know you and I, I had shared with you that I saw the one that they sent in. I like what they did with the lot lines. That was really the main thing that we wanted them to address last time.
Yeah.
Sounds like we've got something we need to look into, or at least some more information we need to be able to dig out for them at this point.
Right, right. Okay. Good. Okay. Approval of the minute. Anything else? Any discussion at hand? Just so you all know, case 19-006 for the final. Applicant Armin and Susan Ebert, 2001 Cedar Street, McKenzie, Tennessee, 38201. Owner same, property location, Courier Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. map 402, lots 51 and 57. The intent, major subdivision and lot merger to consolidate the two existing lots, 402-51 and 57, and then subdivide into five frontage lots for residential use. The latest on that is that the application to go to DES is prepared, and what it needs now is a signature from the town in order to submit it to DES. I talked to Jason today. We had a little bit of back and forth. Jason is their engineer. And then I talked to Dennis on it, too. The issue is that Dennis wants to bring it to the Board of Selectmen, yeah, because the issue is, as Dennis said, if the application was from the town and the engineer was doing it for the town, usually the road agent would be the one to sign off on it. But as Dennis said, we're not hiring someone to do this design. This is a private contractor, so who from the town is best to sign this? And Dennis is a little bit uncomfortable, so he wants to bring it to the Board.
I think it does end up going back to the Board of Selectmen.
Yeah. So I asked Jason if he would forward the information and get it down to the town offices as soon as he could.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we can get it to the Board of Selectmen to kind of address that issue. Yeah. I don't want to just throw the ball in your court for no reason.
No, but I read the email too that he sent, you know, to you and to me, and I assume because the selectmen are in charge of town business,
right,
that's where it falls.
Right. Right, because it's not the planning board that would be doing any of that.
Yeah.
So that's the way it stands. They still plan on coming in on June 17th, and hopefully they'll have that information. That's why they want to get this done as quick as they can, so that they can get that in there. And I believe you have a meeting the 27th of the selectmen?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe we can get that on there so we can keep the ball rolling and hopefully wrap that one up. So that's the latest on that. There's nothing else going on. They do have a bunch of other things that obviously they'll have to address, but that's the critical item right now.
Okay.
So, all right. So that's it. The minutes, approval of the minutes, the March 4th, 2020 minutes. Can't believe that was the...
So they have approval of minutes 4:30 and 5:13. Are those the right dates?
No,
well,
that should be
last week.
That should be crossed out. It should be 3/4/20.
3/4/20,
And 5/13/2020.
Okay.
That's the one that we had.
Yes.
Last Wednesday.
Okay.
Joyce, was that we just did the vice chair, the chair, and just kind of went over what does everybody want to do? How do you want to handle the meetings? We need to get back to work. And the basic thing was that we're going to continue on with this. If someone wants to be here in the office from the board, they can be. If they feel more comfortable being on virtual, that's fine. The town is going to be going to a Zoom meeting, which a lot of people have been using.
Mm.
This meeting is on GoToMeeting. And as a matter of fact, Rob is actually one of the people that's working with the town on getting us transferred over. And then the plan is until things change, we can only have 10 people in the room. So
yeah.
Usually we'll do what we did tonight,
yeah,
is that if the board members want to be here, well, if there's five of us, six of us, whatever, we can only have, we'll have like three people at a time,
mm-hmm,
and then call people in.
Okay.
So and that was about it. And then I don't know if you had a chance to read the March 4th,
I did.
2020 meetings.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Accept the motion to accept them.
So moved.
They moved by Judy, seconded by Brian. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just so you know, too, Lisa has been out. She had some issues she had to take care of, so she probably won't be back till sometime later this week. And Linda, in the main office, did these for us. She picked up the slack for Lisa being out. So she did a great job. She worked with both Brian and I trying to make sure that we could get, she could get everything right. So
very
I think
good.
She did a great job.
Yes.
And then the minutes of the May 13th, 2020 meeting. The way that we did this for these minutes is we really didn't discuss too much. We just gave an up. We did the chair and vice chair.
Yep.
But then on the informationals, basically what we did was just kind of give an update of where we stood, because it had been 8 weeks, I guess, since at least 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So that was that. So anything else? Okay, I'll take the motion to accept.
So moved.
So I'll Judy second. Moved. Second by Brian. Rudy, yes. Mark? Mark?
Mark, you're on mute.
Yeah.
Mark, you're on mute.
Well, I'll go to Brian. We'll hear Mark come in. Brian?
Yes.
Joyce?
Abstain.
Oh, yes, abstain. Okay. Judy?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay, so we do have a quorum. Yeah. Okay. Mark just texted me. Yes.
Good.
Backup.
Good thing I had my phone set up.
Yeah, backup. Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. Okay. Okay, the only other thing that I have under other business is we're still working on the CIP. I did send the questions that we had from the fire department out to Dean,
mm-hmm.
Chief Young. He hasn't gotten back to me yet. I told him he's been very busy too, so I told him, you know, we'll do the best you can. The only thing that I think, and Mark will probably be the one to get this, I understand that the school board did have a facilities meeting. And laid out things on there, so we should get that very soon from them.
What's the CIP?
The capital improvements plan.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, thank you. So as soon as they get that, I'm going to have them sent to Brian Ruoff in there. Did you get anything in writing or anything like that we can send to Brian Ruoff to put in for the cost and stuff?
The PD area?
The PD area?
No.
Okay. If you could get some, if you don't, oh, that's perfect, because you've got some plans, tentative ones. If you could probably just send those plans to Brian, and he could come up with just a general engineering estimate.
Well, we've got a number.
Oh, you do?
What they built it for was $400,000.
Oh, okay. But how long ago was that?
Last year.
Oh, perfect. Okay, good. So we'll just get that to Brian.
They were fortunate because they had a contractor in town, and they used a lot of town.
Nice. And they had land and everything?
And it was a piece of town land.
Oh, okay. So that would be something.
To pay for that. But that was just the building.
Okay, so if we can get something on that with the land and stuff like that, that's a good price.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Building.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful building.
Huh. Nice. So just hire that contractor and we're all set.
You know, I was thinking of that. But he might not give us the same deal, Dan. He was a resident.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So you might have to adjust that a little bit higher.
Get him to work the candy.
So just make sure that there's enough in there for, you know, for land, and the fact that we're not going to have that guy living in Candia. We can maybe entice him to live here, but. And then the.
And that's for our.
The incinerator was fine. I mean the transfer station.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah. And and then the board of selectmen. I don't. We didn't keep an office addition.
No.
Okay, so that was out.
No.
And there wasn't anything else in the.
No, the board of selectmen had. Those four things.
Yeah. All right, so we'll get the school. We'll get that to Brian. So hopefully, if we can get all of that stuff together, maybe we can get something that would be in a draft form for the next meeting. Hopefully, if not, then the meeting after that. So okay.
And next one is going to be when?
June 3rd. Yep.
Okay.
So that's only.
It's 2 weeks.
No, yeah, that's like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at, holy. So it might, you know, realistically, it'll probably be the 17th before we get something back from Stantec. So, okay.
Yeah, there's no way we're going to be able to get any of this information to them and get it back for the
3rd. Right. And so that, and then one other thing that I had in here was the...
We're only going to be about 3 or 4 months off from what we should have been, huh?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Amazing. Let's see.
We'll be into budget time before you know it.
Yeah. It's the spring or whatever that was, and, you know, it was like a time warp.
Yeah.
I feel bad for all the kids that are graduating that don't get to have
any of that. Really.
That's awful.
Really.
Are you going to have a class reunion?
The last year.
Yeah.
The other thing I had, I just have a question for you on the pit, the coal gravel pit. We had, going back, there was some discussion about reviewing of those reclamation plans down there, and do you remember what the final decision was, is whether they were going to, the town was going to pay for the review for Stantec, or whether we were going to wait and have them submit an application to the planning board so that the applicant would be paying for the review of those plans? Because that was still up, that was still up in the air.
Right. How did we leave that? Because that's such a unique case.
Right.
It's like code enforcement, but yet does the planning board get involved with it? Or
ZBA.
Is it just a, you know, it's really a messed up thing. I think the way we left it was that they were going to have to get permission, because the Board of Selectmen did not have the authority to give them permission to do that reclamation plan based on so much material being trucked out.
Right.
Because that way it would say we're grandfather or we're granting an excavation project, which we can't in a residential area.
Right, and that would have to be
ZBA. So it was going to have to go to the ZBA, I think, is where they were directed.
And then it would come to us.
Or the ZBA could just say, yeah, based on this being a code enforcement issue, and not even involve the planning board. I don't have a preference either way. It's such an old issue that, to me, if the ZBA accepts the fact that they've got a timeline of less than 2 years, 2 years or less, they figure it's going to take to move that material that they do not need on site.
Right.
And if they grant that, to me, it's the first opportunity we've had in over 30 years to clean that mess up down there. My little experience with looking at the plans, what I did look at, you know, seemed pretty good. They had some permits that were already approved and some pending the reclamation plan being approved.
Right.
So I think it seemed like they had done a lot of work and it looked like a good project.
I think the only thing that would come to my question would be, how would the residents around there feel, because they're going to...
That's going to be all part of the ZBA thing. When the residents are going to have to come in, be notified.
Right.
So, because that was another concern I had, because over the years, I was actually on the board many years ago when this first started.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of residents that were upset.
Right.
Because that operation was gone, and we never managed to get anywhere with the previous owners. So... Absolutely. Even though it looks good to me and that we could get this mess cleaned up, the residents are going to have to be happy with almost 2 years of excavation going on there.
Right. And you know, would they be, well, from a standpoint of doing things, again, the right way,
right.
Is that, well, if the ZBA says okay, then really, by our regulations, the planning board is supposed to do an earth excavation plan approval. So, yeah, okay, so it's still in the board's hands, the board's selectmen. So, okay,
They were advised that they were going to have to, that we were not comfortable with giving them the okay to start this project because we can't.
Right.
And that they were going to have to get permission from the ZBA. And
so as of right now, we don't have to, from a planning board standpoint, it's nothing that's going to be jumping up on us soon.
And we have, of course, all this happened, you know, in the group, so I'm sure they're not trying to move forward at this point.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's another one that's out there.
Okay. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Wait a minute. we missed you last week, you know. Because if you listen to the minutes, it said, who wants to take Joyce's place?
Awesome.
Does anybody have anything?
I saw that. I quickly seconded that. I gave that a quick second.
Does anybody have anything else? All right. I have a motion on the floor to adjourn. Rudy, yes. Mark? You can text me again. Brian?
Yes.
Joyce? Yes. Okay. Judy?
Yes.
And Rob?
That is fast.
Yeah, you're pretty good at that.
Me, it would take me. Wait a minute.
All right.